This review is brought to you by Underbrush, a new thriller by Kevin Carr. There's something in the woods, something worth killing for. Only $2.99 in the Kindle store and free to borrow with Kindle Unlimited.
It was like the heyday of crack.
It was violent, man.
Homicides, robberies, rapes. It was a war zone.
East New York, Brooklyn, 7-5 precinct, the deadliest precinct in the country. Who did I burn to get put here? It would scare Clint Eastwood.
When I first went to the precinct, I hear about this guy, Mike Dowd.
Mikey's just crazy.
Michael Dowd was a crook who ended up wearing a cop's uniform.
He was a criminal.
Once in a generation, corrupt cop.
I consider myself both a cop and a gangster.
Okay, here's the deal. True crime documentaries can be an easy sell because there's such a solid template for these stories cut every day on cable television. And when applied to a slightly different story, they can work very well. The 7-5 is a documentary that looks at the corruption in the New York City Police Department in the 1980s and 1990s. In particular, it focuses on Michael Dowd, an officer who abused the system, allowing him to work with high-powered drug dealers to line his pockets. Compelling and fascinating, The 7-5 pulls the veil back on the psychology and culture of a police department, explaining why being a cop helped protect a criminal within the system. It's a soul-crushing reminder of how abuse within the system can run out of control. Particularly relevant today, as many police departments are being examined by the public for impropriety, The 7-5 is a stark reminder that the bad apples in the bunch should not be protected because it can be devastating for the vast majority of officers who operate honestly and above board. The 7-5 gets 3.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.